First of all, just initially a reaction to all this tabloid coverage of Swansea's High Street.
Well, look, Swansea, like all big cities, has its issues. And, you know, we've been aware and working for some time to support vulnerable people, to try and work with the police to deal with the issues of drugs and the county lines issues, which see drug dealers actually coming into Swansea on the train and operating at the top of High Street. That is something that the police and a number of other agencies have been trying to deal with for some time. But I do feel that the coverage, especially in the Daily Mail, was completely unfair. I mean, there is a huge amount of stuff happening in and around the High Street area, not just investment, but support for vulnerable people. All of the housing up there has been renovated to give people quality homes again. You know, there's a lot going on in that area, and I think the Daily Mail's article was just completely absurd.
But I'm sure you have to accept there is a problem there, and it is a gateway to our city from that railway station as well.
It is, and look, I mean, at the top of High Street, we recognise there are issues there, and specifically there are partnerships in place between the police, third sector, ourselves, to support vulnerable people, to deal with issues of drugs, and to deal with issues that vulnerable people will experience in that area. But it's also about the fact that we are significantly changing the fabric of that area. As you say, it's the gateway to the city. There's over £100 million currently being invested there by Coastal, by private firms, regenerating and rebuilding that area in order for it to be not just a safe and secure place for people to live in, but also a welcoming gateway to the city of Swansea.
And is it worrying when you get this sort of coverage, when you're bringing new developers into the area?
Well, it's not worrying, but it's frustrating because, you know, I feel for the businesses that have set up in High Street, you know, that are doing very well. And, you know, they are working day to day to change the perception of High Street, to change the feel of High Street. And it is working. It is changing. If you go through High Street now, about a third of it has already been rebuilt. Coastal will be coming forward with further plans shortly to do the part between where the Evening Post building is currently and the Grand Hotel. You know, you've got major schemes, the Mariner Street car park stream, the Old Way Centre being done. Councillor in very shortly refurbishing all of the car parks around there. You know, there's a huge amount of investment going in there to support the businesses to make the High Street a vibrant place like it used to be, and that's what we're trying to achieve here. So it is frustrating when tabloid journalists who don't know the area just put a really negative headline out and damage the businesses in the area. That's the real pain here, is that they're inflicting pain and difficulties on businesses that are struggling in that area.
Are you hopeful that in the future bringing students into that area will change the whole demographic as well?
Well, again, you know, you look at places like Uplands, you know, whilst it does have its issues with HMOs and stuff, you look at Uplands as a community, as a little town, it is thriving. And a lot of that is due to the fact that you have a student population there that bring that vibrancy. And, you know, having, you know, over 1,200 students based at the top of High Street will change the dynamic, will attract more retail, will attract more food and beverage outlets, will change that whole dynamic. And again, you know, it's not just that, because you've got to remember there are other businesses based at the top of High Street in the other part of Old Way Centre. There are major employers based there. And again, you know, the council is doing a significant amount of works around that area to improve the public realm as well. So, you know, we really are now into the phase of seeing physical works there, which will completely change the look and feel and the vibrancy of the important High Street area of the city.
And have you been getting out and about meeting business people there and talking to them and seeing how they feel, what they want in the future?
Yeah, I go into the city centre very regularly, and, you know, I do speak to people. I speak to some of the people who used to be part of the Federation of Small Business there. I speak to owners of shops. I do engage. I engage on social media as well regularly with people. And yes, I know this is not about saying we don't have issues at the very top of High Street. We don't have the same issues that affect Bristol, Cardiff, Birmingham, London and other major cities. We do have those issues, and we're trying our best to support vulnerable people and work with our partners to deal with that. But I have to also try and make sure that I restore confidence in the city, that we bring in the investment, that we do actually get people coming to the city and spending money that we haven't had for years, because that's what people want to see. They want to see a lovely city centre where they can go and enjoy a day out in a safe and enjoyable environment, and that's what we're trying to create.